Book Project. God bless you, and pray for this country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. And Dr. Ellithorpe takes care of patients. She is a practicing physician. And she actually takes care of people who have chronic disabilities, and a lot of them have chronic fatigue. And they go from doctor to doctor to doctor, and nothing really helps them. And then, of course, they come to Dr. Ellithorpe, and she has had a pretty good, an excellent history of being able to help these people. And, of course, one of the things she uses is something called the nutritional factor. And basically, it's a phospholipoprotein that has to do with the membrane of the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are the little batteries in the cells that energize the cell. They're little electrical batteries. They actually work like a battery. And if the cell membrane's damaged, why, of course, the cell doesn't work very well. You don't have the energy, and that's a product that she uses, and we're going to be talking about that and lots of other things. Of course, Dr. Ellithorpe's been practicing for many years and really has a very specialized type of practice, ending up with a lot of patients that have been from doctor to doctor to doctor and just not going to be able to get help elsewhere. Dr. Ellithorpe, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Monteith. Very much so. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing just fine, thank you. Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your practice and certainly why your practice is different than most people's practices?
Well, I suppose, you know, we see patients who are all sexes, all ages, and all varieties of diseases. We are physicians who you know, have a general practice, family practice. And our approach to the patient is, I suppose, we invest time in them. We go all the way back to their birth history and their regional whereabouts. We have some people, quite a few people from Southern California who have spent many years in Asia and in areas where there have been a lot of pollutions, heavy metal pollutions. And so we look at their whereabouts and their childhood histories, their immune insults, things that would have hurt their immune system, even psychosocial insults like, you know, abuse or, you know, the shock of, you know, being raised, you know, your parents taken from you and so forth. All these things add up into your health today as far as having a good immune system or not, their nutritional basis, their the amount of antibiotics that they took, the amount of medicines, you know, that have been increasingly prescribed to younger and younger people. Then we get to the point where we do unique testing. We look at their heavy metals. We look at their food allergies. We look at their mineral status, their antioxidant assays. We look at, you know, their, you know, in specific quite a bit, their carbohydrate metabolism. And then we get an idea of how damaged their cell membranes are over, you know, their lifetime.
And I think it's important that people understand that basically we're under certainly attack today. Heavy metals certainly have all sorts of very toxic. We'll stop ourselves from functioning. And then the chronic infections. There are a number of things that certainly are not ordinarily recognized. And yet, of course, they have a profound impact on certainly the function of our cells and our immune response. And if our immune response is breaking down, why, of course, we will not be able to fight off disease.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dan and Dr. Ellisthorpe are simply talking about the importance, certainly, of having adequate circulation so that the various products that they give to the patient can actually get to the cell. Basically, you have to have proper nutrition in the cells. If you don't, why, of course, the patient is not going to function well. And there's so many problems that can bar that. Certainly, the heavy metals can interfere for the function of the cells. The carbohydrate metabolism can interfere with it. And there are just so many things out there that can impact on the metabolism ourselves. And we basically, if we want to get well, we've really got to actually replace the things that are missing. And one of those is this glucophospholipids. It's a fatty substance that makes up the membranes of the cells, makes up the membranes of the mitochondria. And of course, Dr. Ellisthorpe uses this product. They advertise with us. It's called ProPax with NT factor. There are several other sources of it, but this is an excellent one because it comes with a number of different vitamins. And basically, the problem we have today is so many of the products we eat today have already been prepared. They're prepared, they're canned. So many things, certainly, and they've been, when, of course, these are proprietary foods, they've taken so much of the nutrition out of them. And the things that you really need for good health are not there. And that is why, certainly, so many people who are going to alternative medicine get into, certainly, eating fruits and vegetables and the things that, certainly, the meat, but the things that you need to have that will provide the things that you need to repair your body. And if you don't have those proper, you're not going to get better. So go right ahead, Dr. Ellithorpe.
Well, yes. You know, I started practicing medicine since the later 1970s. And after that commission, Senator McGovern and his task force came up with, I think it was Keyes, Dr. Keyes' statement that we are damaged by meat. And egg yolk and cholesterol was the problem.
And that's exactly the opposite of what the truth is. I mean, that isn't true, is it?
No, absolutely not. That's just another perfect example of how a government system can mess up an entire future generation of people with government pronouncements. Government has no business in medicine.
And because, oh my goodness, we shouldn't be eating eggs, we shouldn't be eating meat, and it was the cholesterol. We had to take all these poisonous products to lower our cholesterol. And basically, of course, the statin drugs used work in large part by poisoning the liver, and they do get the cholesterol down. And the trouble is, cholesterol is absolutely essential for proper metabolism and proper providing the products that you need to maintain cell metabolism. And yet they came out with a report that was aimed, intentionally or unintentionally, we'll never know, but actually doing tremendous harm to the human body. And suddenly, cholesterol became the enemy. And to this day, an awful lot of people believe it. Go right ahead.
Well, that's the sad fact, and in fact, every cell membrane is made up of a double layer of this glycophospholipids, and cholesterol is a fantastic molecule that is important in innumerable functions of the human body. Our hormones are made of it, and vitamin D is made of it, and so it's not a surprise to me to see so many people coming to me with chronic metabolic degenerating diseases, since we're made of this stuff, and then since we were taught foolishly by the government to avoid eating meats and eggs. Now, I want to make a statement. When I say meat, I'm in favor of grass-fed range beef, and I'm in favor of wild fish, not farmed fish. I'm in favor of cage-free poultry and eggs. And so, when we talk about meats, we make it very clear to our patients we prefer them using the organic free-range forms of all these items since we are made of it. In fact, when we see high cholesterol, I can remember days back in the 1970s when we had far less cancer. We didn't even hear of autism. We didn't have this explosion in cancer and depression and diabetes and obesity. And cholesterol levels back when I was a young doctor in the 70s were easily 360 to 430 on the total cholesterol. So it is just a shame to see this being, you know, promoted in the training and in the you know, pharmaceutical commercials to attack cholesterol as if it's the problem. It's not the problem at all. What the problem is when a cell gets injured, we were in the labs in the military. I was a military physician, and in the goat labs, the goat would be injured with a to the buttocks, and we would have to help the goat recover, and the cholesterol level of a healthy goat is normal. But after a injury, the buttocks had a gunshot wound. Within 15 minutes, the cholesterol levels went very, very high. Well, that's because cell damage, these fragments, are picked up by chemoreceptors in the body, and the liver is responsible for helping produce, repair cholesterol for injured cells. So anytime you see an elevated cholesterol, the challenge to the doctor should be find out what is causing cell injury, not just stopping the liver from making the repair bandage for the cell membrane. And that's all they're doing is just stopping the recovery mechanism. So NT factor is a nutrient where they have learned how to make the phospholipids to help the patients get this back into their diet. I have such trouble talking my patients into a healthy diet that I rely heavily on using NT factor because they're so inherently afraid of eating egg yolks and meat. So at least I have ProPax and its other various forms to start the repair process. But then let's go to why in the first place are these cells so injured? Well, like you said, Dr. Monteith, we are living in a more increasingly toxic world than prior generations that are injuring the cell membrane. Heavy metals damage it, oxidize it, and poke holes in the cell membrane. And naturally, the cell itself and the intracellular membranes of the mitochondria, the cell energy battery unit, and nucleus and other portions of it don't function right, you lose the cell membrane pumps, and then the body becomes unable to regulate its energy across the cell membrane, and the energy fails, and then you get the feeling of fatigue and depression, and other illnesses emerge. So when we can give you something that repairs the cell membranes, that's a huge step in helping that cell repair. But I have to remind the patient that if I'm going to get to that cell membrane, like I said, I have to have a capillary to get there. So I tell the patient how important water, drinking adequate amounts are, and I am in favor of alkaline water. I tell the patient how important enzymes are, because God created us to have systemic enzymes that are proteolytic, and they help, so to say, clean out the little pipe. So we take systemic enzymes on an empty stomach two or three times a day with my patients, and this helps as an anti-inflammatory to gradually kind of clean out, like drain all these circulatory pipes. And then we tell them to stop putting junk down their drain, in the sense that, you know, if they eat a lot of starch and bread and rice and beans and fruit and nuts and pasta and crackers, all these carbohydrates are going to make sticky blood, and this will clog the capillaries. So we put a restriction on their carbohydrate limit for their diet, depending on how bad their fasting blood sugar and insulin levels and triglycerides are. And then we warn them, we teach them a major principle that shocks them, that actually good food can become bad food when there's too much food. And I don't care how good that food is, that can be vegetables, that can be fruits. If your fasting blood sugar is anywhere above 90, and most Americans are in the high 90s, and children, sadly, even as well, then eating fruit and vegetables just because they're allegedly good foods is not the truth. The truth is they're going to have to eat less fruits and vegetables because there's a lot of starch and fruit sugars in them to clean out the sticky sugar content of them. And once they finally learn that, then the patient starts drinking their water, eating less starchy, sticky things, clogging up their pipes. Then the enzymes can clean them out, then the NT factor and the nutrients can reach their site, and then that's when we start seeing the beautiful miracle of the body come together in repairing itself. They start recovering their energy, losing excess edematous fluid and weight and fat, and they sleep better, they think better, their joints feel better, every part of their body gets better. And that is basically the simple approach that we use. I also use chelation to help promote this. I use high-dose vitamin C therapies as well, many other techniques, other specific nutrients as their laboratories dictate what specific deficiencies they might have. But we're very, very aggressive on teaching our patients to eat a controlled lower carb until they hit levels in their fasting blood sugar that are in the 70s, then we start loosening up and say, well, now you can have a little more variety or a little more fruits and vegetables.
And I think people don't understand the body wants to heal itself. We're constantly insulting it. And basically, there are metals in so many things, whether it's in the vaccines, whether it's certainly in our dental fillings, whether it's the aluminum they're spraying on us, certainly the fluoride that they're putting in the drinking water. All of these things have a profound impact, certainly the lead. I mean, certainly when you have used hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water, the level of lead in the blood goes up and much, much higher in the blacks than in the white, which is one reason, of course, because they get lead encephalopathy. That's why there's so much criminal activity among young black men. But people don't understand that we are under attack today.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thought, we'll be right back. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that the biggest thing is most people really don't think much about their diet. Like suddenly we go out, we want to go to a fast food restaurant. Worst thing in the world is the things that you get in a fast food restaurant. And even in many restaurants, of course, you're going to get all sorts of food that has been artificially prepared and much of the nutrients have been taken out of it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dr. Ellithorpe ordinarily prescribes for her patients, and she doesn't just work for this nutritional therapeutics organization, but she prescribes their product for most of her patients. It's called Propax with NT Factor. And what is Propax? Why is it important? How does it work? Again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Why is Propax important? What does it involve? Because it's simply much more than simply the NT factor. Go right ahead.
Well, Propax with NT factor is a modestly dosed multivitamin mineral nutrient. And it has probiotic factors in it, and this provides the structure for cell membrane repair. Whether it's your brain, whether it's your toe, every cell membrane is the same and it needs this stuff. So this is a foundation in every part of my approach with my patients, along with all the teaching we do. And I remind my patients that you know, there is no one vitamin there that can overcome disease, because if you eat a lifestyle and you have excuses, you live your life with excuses for why you cannot control yourself, then you're at the mercy of the damage that the world is going to give you. Like you said, Dr. Monteith, processed foods, packaged foods, fast foods, and restaurant foods are all marketed foods, and the goal is to sell it. It is not to make it the most nutritious, disease-preventing meal. And there are so many, sugars in it, high fructose corn syrup in it, in the sauces, in the glazes, and there's such a large variety of spices that when you put it down your throat and you change your variety to give yourself pleasure from breakfast to snack, to lunch, to snack, to dinner, to snack, your immune system lining your throat all the way down through your stomach is overwhelmed every day with a massive onslaught of stereochemicals, which are food, that your body has to sort out. And so your immune system is in shock watching what you're eating every day, as opposed to you eating a humble diet of the base nutrients, your proteins, your essential fats, your micronutrients, carbohydrates, that's why we advocate very much that you have to take control of your diet and start making a conscious choice to get yourself out of pre-prepared, marketed food. I teach my patients that grocery stores are basically pornography stores for the human body. I teach them that restaurants are basically houses of ill repute for the body, you know what I mean by that. And I tell them when I go to a restaurant, if I'm stuck going out at a conference, I never open the menu. I just look at the waitress and I say, today is the day I would eat meat. Would you just cook me a piece of meat and bring me some romaine lettuce with salad dressing on the side? Now I'm going to survive, aren't I? I'm not going to starve. I'm not going to dehydrate. And I eat my piece of meat or my chicken or my fish with my lettuce on the side, and I'm alive. But I will not, unless it's my personal birthday or one of our Lord's holidays or my anniversary, I am not going to let junk, slide down my throat. I'm just not going to do it.
And all right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Dr. Rita Ellithorpe, and ordinarily, certainly with her patients, she ordinarily, at least she's told me in the past, that she ordinarily gives them this ProPax, which is basically about four or five packets with vitamins and minerals, and then it has this NT factor, this light glycolipoprotein, which, of course, will tend to repair the walls of the mitochondria and the walls of the cellular walls, which are damaged because, of course, we've been taking the fats away from people. We've been giving them all the wrong advice, and certainly the statin drugs are the worst thing that you could be taking, and yet, of course, it's being actively pushed by organized medicine today. So, certainly, if you'd like to know more about it, you can call the people at ProPax at 1-800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982-9158, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. We're talking about the importance of proper diet. And, of course, you ordinarily give your patients the ProPax, don't you, along with their regular diet?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's so much research behind the NT factor in ProPax. For about 14 years, 13 years I've been using it. You know, we have been able to show, and I have been a part of some of the published research on this, along with other nutraceuticals, that it is able to reduce fatigue. We've been able to look at mitochondrial performance, and we look at the peripheral lymphocytes, and we can actually use a special type of dye. And when you make ATP, which is your energy molecule, there's a phosphorescence we're able to test. those people who have been using the NT factor have the ability to produce more ATP. We can actually measure this and improve the level of production, even in the elderly, to the level of a control group of 29-year-old men. We've been able to demonstrate DNA damage is reduced. We've done animal studies on it, showing that the DNA deletions that age will produce from DNA replication is dramatically reduced. We're able to show performance, energy potential that is used in hearing on the animals is enhanced. We've done a number of studies looking at energy assessments on individuals before and after using NT factor. And over again, I, with my patients in my clinic and in research, have repeatedly established that fatigue is dramatically reduced on patients who repair their cell membranes using this. So there is absolutely no question about the scientific foundation upon which this is based, why the diet has been so lacking, and the research is there. So absolutely, it's a foundation along with the time we spend with our patients, teaching them how to cooperate with their nutritional supplements that we're giving them to eat better and then get all the benefits from this.
Well, basically, how can people get in touch with you? Do you have a web page? Do you have a telephone number you'd like to get out?
My office is in Tustin, California. We're about 8 miles inland from Newport Beach, south of L.A. The website is TLC, T as in Tom, L as in, or, you know, Tender Loving Care, think of TLC. TLCMD.net is our website. The other website accesses TLCdoctors.net, and our phone number is area code 714-544-1521. And we have a team of wonderful physicians who have decades and decades worth of experience. They've been involved in doing research with me. So even in our clinic, we are currently working on chronic fatigue studies, looking at immune boosting factors that increase the NK cell count, the CD5616 count, using certain factors like colostrum, maitake mushroom, and such. So we're always publishing. We're always looking at things like this, and we're still actively looking for participants in our chronic fatigue study that we're doing currently. So if you're interested, let them know that you'd like to be a study patient. Call 714-544-1521 or go to our website, tlcmd.net. And then one of the assistants there will help guide you into our trial for studying chronic fatigue.
And basically, of course, Dr. Garth Nicholson has been working with this product, the ProPax with NT Factor, and really his source is very, very convinced that it really does help patients. So many of the people with chronic fatigue, there's just nothing that helps them. I will tell you that my son has been taking this, so we actually go buy it, and we wanted to try it and see how it would work with him. It's helped him, and certainly our granddaughter as well, who has chronic fatigue. So anyway, because it's ProPax with NT Factor, again, their number, if you'd like to reach them, don't bother to call tonight because they're closed, but the number is 800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982-9158. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, and right now we have John calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Good. Thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. Dr. Ellithorpe, can you give us an example of, let's say, a recommended breakfast, lunch, dinner, just sort of a basic parameters of what you would recommend for us to eat, and also possibly if somebody was to snack throughout the day, you could fill that in, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Yes, thank you, John. It's very simple. Think of our forefathers for hundreds and thousands of years before us. They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have, electricity. So if they caught deer or they went fishing, they would prepare the food. They would go to the great effort of making their fire and cook it, and they would have some seasonal probable root vegetables or maybe some nuts, and they would eat the fish. They would go to bed at sundown. They'd get up at sunrise, and they would eat exactly the same thing for breakfast and put it in their little leather packages, or satchels, and they would snack on that for lunch. So what we teach is one menu for the entire day. So if you have fish tonight and you have a vegetable and you have some nuts and maybe some leafy lettuce, we're asking you to eat the exact same thing for breakfast and for lunch so that in one 24-hour period, you're eating one menu. You're not eating changing menus. You're eating one menu in 24 hours. And then at the next dinner, we ask you to, you can change the menu up to a different protein base. Maybe the next one would be chicken with a different vegetable and a different nut and some salad. And you would have chicken, vegetable, and those nuts for breakfast and for lunch. And all my patients sigh and they go, oh, no, that is so boring. And I said, well, join your forefathers and your ancestors who ate and were grateful to be able to eat a vegetable, a protein, and some nuts and a salad, and depending on what your blood sugar is, but Americans are so overfed and so over-sugared that oftentimes fruit is eliminated because of their high sugars. And notice I didn't bring up dairy, I didn't bring up grains and fruit because our sugar level and our exposure to abused dairy, what we call dairy today is really not dairy. It's so damaged through homogenization and pasteurization that it is fractured material so that the fats no longer separate out of dairy and float to the top. They're so pulverized and damaged that it's actually bad for you to be using homogenized pasteurized dairy products. And then it makes life simple. So it's one menu for 24 hours. Whatever you have for dinner is your breakfast in the morning, and it is your lunch, and you snack on that throughout the day. Our forefathers didn't have cookies and sliced bread and buns and biscuits and bagels and stuff like that. To have bread or baked material would have truly been saved for the great effort of a holiday season. So no, we don't recommend using those for snacks or anything like that, but to save them for holidays. So it is so simple. It is so humble. It is so clean for the body. It's so simple for the immune system going down your throat. And you get plenty of fiber with your lettuce. You get plenty of fiber with your vegetables. We choose the lower-carb vegetables like asparagus and Brussels sprouts and green beans and broccoli and spinach. Those are the very low-sugared ones because, in general, Americans have had way, way, way too much sugars and fruit sugars and grain sugars and carbohydrates in their diet. And once they do that, they're wonderful. Let me give you an example. I had a gentleman who came to me. He was about 52 years old. He was recently diagnosed with polymyositis rheumatica. This is a fancy name for the fact that he had pain in both his muscles and joints all over his body. He had elevated lab serum findings of high hsCRP, high SED rate. Some of his autoimmune panels, ANA levels were elevated. His C proteins were elevated. He was achy, inflamed. He was puffy, edematous. He couldn't move, he couldn't dress himself, and his family helped him into my office. I told him exactly the same thing. I told him the menu. I gave him Propax. I gave him enzymes. I gave him, let's see, what was his blood type? I think it was O positive. And I tell you, this man ate exactly the way I told him to eat. And within 1 week, he called me back. He was saying, I can't believe I can dress myself. I don't have to be helped into and out of bed or helped with my shower. So, you know, was it the diet? Was it the ProPack? Was it the water? I'm telling you, it was everything. It was the reduced carbohydrates. It was the reduced antigenic stimulation of the simpler diet. And it was the repair of the NT factor to his cell membranes. And I hike with this man now every weekend. We go up into the foothill mountains here in Saddleback. And here this man is walking, you know, 5-6 miles a day up and downhill. And sad to say, I'm huffing and puffing alongside him, but he's about, you know, 10 years younger than me. So the long and the short of it is this works. I've used this on optic neuritis, people who come in blind, and they have such inflammation in their bodies that their nerve membranes are irritated and they have physical symptom limitation, and they recover their sight. I have patients who are cancer patients who dramatically improve, and I'm not to say I'm treating their cancer. What I'm doing is working with their oncologist cooperatively so that the rest of their body is greatly enhanced, because we're integrative in our approach, so we don't say that they can't go to their oncologist. But over and over again, whether it's a migraine headache, whether it's the elusive chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, everything improves when you do this. Just everything improves, you know, and I just thank the Lord for this simple approach. It saves tons of money. I spend so much less money on my diet, and I control it, and I eat a healthy menu, and I don't have any waste, you know. So what can I say other than God's plan is the right plan?
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I will tell you that certainly when you go to medical school, why, you don't learn anything at all about nutrition. In fact, you hear people talk about it, you sort of demean them. Really, of course, I first became aware of the fact that there was other elements back in the 1980s when we were involved with the battle on for trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. And, of course, we failed, as you know. Well, we still are not using the standard and effective public health measures that would stop the spread of this disease. They've killed well over 600,000 people in America and tens of millions throughout the world in what I call the unnecessary epidemic. And if you haven't read my my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and Surgeon General Koop just died. Surgeon General Koop was part of the problem. He sacrificed his principles to go along with the gay agenda, and I think he eventually regretted it, and when he tried to reverse the positions he'd taken, nobody would listen to him, and I'm sure that to his dying day he regretted what had happened. But it was during that time that I ran into a woman named Dr. Lorraine Day. She was an orthopedic surgeon, as I was, although she'd been a professor at UC, and but she had dropped out of medicine, and she got into diet, and you know, and she'd had cancer and almost died of cancer, and she treated it with certainly proper diet. And it was only here that I really began to understand there was a lot of things that I'd learned that just weren't true. And certainly we'll be talking more about diet. In fact, I talked to Lorraine just today and invited her onto our program, and her remark was, you know, our lives were indelibly linked by our effort to stop the AIDS epidemic. That's true. We failed because, of course, organized medicine and the people working at the highest levels of our government wanted this epidemic to spread. Why? Because it primarily kills blacks, ladies and gentlemen. It primarily kills blacks and homosexuals. And that's the reality of what this is really all about. In Africa, it's decimating the population. It's either in Botswana, 48% of the, or 47% of the pregnant women. They test every pregnant woman there. We don't test every pregnant woman in the United States, but they do it in Botswana. And 46-47% of the women are HIV positive. They're all going to die. They're all going to die. Either the most disastrous public health policy or the most successful genocidal policy. that there's ever been. And I rather think it's a successful genocidal policy, just as it is here in America, where so many homosexuals have contracted this disease, and so many blacks, because, of course, this is genetically engineered to hit predominantly blacks, and almost half of everybody who's died in the United States of AIDS has been black. But we never talk about that sort of thing, do we? Well, let's go to Tom calling us from Spokane. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just tuned in a little late. I didn't catch your guest's name, but I had a question for her.
All right. It's Dr. Ellithorpe, and she practices in Southern California.
Ellithorpe,
and she takes care of a lot of people with chronic fatigue, and just nothing else helps them. They've gone from doctor to doctor, and then she's at the end of the line, and she gets them well, most of them. Do you have a question for her?
Yes, sir, I do. Two questions. My wife has been diagnosed with chronic irisitis, and all they want to give her is steroid drops in her eyes. So I did some research, and I found that bilberry is supposed to help with that. But I wondered if she had some suggestions for that. And
well,
also,
chronic irisitis. Well, let's just ask that one question. Do you know anything at all about chronic irisitis? Does diet help something like that, Dr. Ellithorpe?
Yes, most definitely. But once again, it isn't just one nutraceutical. It isn't just bilberry. It's getting antioxidants and repairing the cell membranes that make up the iris and the optic nerve and the like. I've actually had patients with this. I just saw one today with the same problem, and the optic neuritis was legally blind. She had flares from eye to eye. She was on round after round of steroids and was walking with a cane. So we gave her this simplified diet. We chelated her. We gave her high-dose vitamin C. We put her on the NT factor to repair the nerve and cell membranes of her eyes. And in about 9 months' time, she got her driver's license back.
Hold that thought.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health, and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Thought, hold on, thought. Well, Dr. Ellithorpe was just telling us about a gentleman with a terminal cancer with the colon. He had been given up by his doctors, and he was just left to set out to die. And after a course of thorough therapy, how is he doing?
Well, he's cancer-free. As far as Dr. Chang, his oncologist, he was amazed. He had his post-MRI in December, and he could not find any evidence of it. I did his carcinoembryonic antigen looking for tumor alpha fetoprotein, and they were all perfectly normal. They were at 0.6.
Ladies and gentlemen, basically the treatment for cancer is to get your immune system working and let your body take care of it. And I will tell you that many doctors, oncologists, if they have a cancer, they will not take the chemotherapy and the radiation that they prescribe because it's a standard of care and you're forced to do it when you're a doctor. But I will tell you, having practiced medicine for many years, there's a great deal out there that you need to learn about because, of course, your health is up to you. Anyway, Dr. Ellithorpe, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you and appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you on another program real soon.
All right. Thank you and God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. And, Chris, basically, if you're interested in the ProPax and certainly why ProPax with NT Factor, which is part of this whole regime, her telephone number is 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. But, of course, you need to be doing all of the other things as well. And basically, we have a wonderful book by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, talking about the importance of proper nutrition. If you'd like to get a copy of the tape here of what Dr. Ellithorpe has said, and we've had her on before, and we really appreciate the fact that she does help patients that no one else can help. I'm going to have Dr. Lorraine Day will be a guest here in the next couple of weeks. She treats a lot of patients given up with cancer, and there's nothing they can do. And, of course, many of them do improve. And so we know, for instance, that Dr. Brzezinski, the government wanted to send him to prison for 200 years because he had a treatment for cancer that was effective. If you haven't read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and we have a four-tape set of interviews on Dr. Brzezinski. The Brzezinski Breakthrough and certainly the four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, Russell's book on the health and nutrition secrets that can save your life and his other book on natural health strategies. All of these things are important, and you're going to have to learn how to look after yourself because, unfortunately, the whole medical care system is going to collapse under the load of Obamacare. And large numbers of doctors are simply going to drop out of medicine, and you are going to have to begin learning how to take care of your own health, and there's so much that you can do, certainly through nutrition and certainly taking supplements and vitamins and minerals and the various things out there that will strengthen your body and strengthen your own immune response. In fact, I talked to Lindsay Williams today, and he was telling me about a gentleman. In fact, it's Mr. X he talks about. I know I've talked to Mr. X in the past, but 20 years ago, Mr. X had an incurable cancer of the lung and the liver. I think it was the liver and lung. And he was sent home to die. And he went down to Mexico, and he took a treatment, basically very similar to this, a diet treatment. And 2 months later, he went back to his doctors. They couldn't believe it. Well, that was 20 years ago. And I've heard this story over and over again. But you're never going to hear this ordinarily. You're never going to hear this on 2020 or 60 Minutes or a Dateline because, of course, there is an organized effort to conceal the truth about the wellness and what you're going to need to do to take care of your own health. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we're in touch with a lot of excellent people who have a lot of excellent information. Remember, there's some people who believe there are too many people in the world. If you haven't heard our talk on the New Order of the Barbarians, where the former head of Sydney Planned Parenthood had said, or worked for Planned Parenthood, said people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly I was reading an article this evening in the Wall Street Journal. It was talking about the devastating effect of these massive cuts. They refer to them as these broad cuts in spending that are going to come about because of the sequestration. Ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about less than 3%, less than 3% reduction in spending. And this is not simply of the even the current spending, it's of the future spending, because they know the future spending is going to go up. It's already built into the system. And they're talking about how the whole world is going to collapse. They're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. And when they tell you they're going to have to lay off 800,000 people at the Pentagon or cut them back, and they're not going to be able to fuel the aircraft carriers, and they're going to have to just close down airports because there's going to be nobody there for air traffic control. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being manipulated. You're being manipulated just as you're being manipulated by this story of the tragic 20 children who were killed there in Sydney and Sandy Hook. But, of course, the initial reports all said that the shooting was done with pistols, not with an assault rifle. And then the story changed. It was an assault rifle. Sort of like when Congressman Larry McDonald's plane was actually forced down over Sakhalin Island in 1983, the Korean flight 007 he was on. And that was the initial story, and then later in the day, they changed the story to the fact that the plane was shot down and everybody on board was killed. The plane crashed into the ocean, and of course it wasn't true. They took him off to a Soviet prison, and we've talked to several people, interviewed several people who know and talked to people who actually talked to Congressman Larry McDonald, but they had to get rid of him because he was a charismatic leader who might have been able to influence the thought of the American people, and they had to destroy him. And the last thing we heard, by the early 1990s, who was languishing in a Soviet prison, we have a four-tape set on that. Of course, this sort of thing you'll never hear discussed on 60 Minutes. You'll never hear it discussed on 2020. And you'll never hear our leading conservative organizations talk about that, because they've all been infiltrated, like the liberal organizations and the Christian organizations. And they talk about a lot of things, but not really important things. But right now we have with us certainly Bob Fletcher. And Bob Fletcher had actually interviewed a gentleman in the early 1990s who claimed he was in the cell next to Larry McDonald. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, that was right, as a matter of fact. And I was kind of upset because I was unable at that time to convince anybody to get interested in it, and that included Larry McDonald's own family. And of course, the problem at that time was there had been so much misdirections and so much baloney that was bouncing around, intentionally to misdirect the American people, that the family just had reached that point of saturation, which is, of course, what happens. And so they just didn't want to get behind me on that. I was in a position at that time where it's funny. Because I've done investigations in so many directions, I think people just assume that I have a tremendous amount of financing, that I always have money. I could just run off, and they're always giving me, people are giving me you know, new things to look at. Hey, investigate this, investigate that. And then, of course, they all disappear, and I'm sitting here with sometimes with real good information, like the Larry McDonald situation there. And but I can't be running all around the world on my own nickel and dime. So many of those have been unable to really do a proper follow-up. But the story on that one, which we can get into a little bit because it's interesting, was of actually a priest that claimed to have been incarcerated in one of the gulags, if you will, up in northern Siberia. And he claimed that he found out that the fella next to him in being held there was, in fact, Larry McDonald.
Okay, so basically the fellow knew things that nobody else but Larry McDonald would have known. But you're not supposed to understand that this is what happens many times to people who speak out and try to tell the truth in America. Sad commentary, ladies and gentlemen. Sad commentary. Bob, you go right ahead.
Yeah, see, and, excuse me, and yeah, in that particular situation, of course, those people that don't remember, now Larry McDonald was from Georgia, where coincidentally, because also I had lived there, and that's where I owned my toy company. Anyhow, so Larry McDonald was a congressman from the area in Georgia where he lived, and he was a proponent and very seriously pursuing and attempting to stop, the one world government and and all of the shenanigans that goes on behind the scenes on trying to put the United States under a single government, a world government control, sort of like a quasi-parliamentary kind of a situation is what they were looking for, and they've worked so many years to try and do it. And again, like so many of those people, when they, if you have the power to genuinely do something, in other words, you're in a position to have an effect on world opinion in one way or another, and you have good information, like Donald did, and you're starting to make waves, so to speak, these people end up disappearing or dying of some unusual event, just before they're able to come and make their, let's say, their presentation. Sometimes it's a situation of being set up to be interrogated, let's say, for the Intelligence Committee, like I was, or some other situation, like in the case of Sonny Bono, who was in the position to create an intelligence congressional investigation, which, of course, Sonny had done and had moved it forward to where it was 1 week from fruition, where 1 week to 10 days he was about to sit down with a brand new intelligence committee and actually pursue illegal persons carrying out illegal acts connected to narcotics and drug smuggling right up to the White House. And of course, he ended up being murdered on the ski slopes. In Larry McDonald's situation, he was about to also go before, step before congressional inquiries. And he was, of course, on what was called the 007 Korean airliner that was accidentally shot down.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was simply saying, that suddenly that he had worked very closely with Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono, and Congressman Bono was going to open up. He was going to lead a congressional investigation into drug smuggling here in the United States, involving people at the highest levels of government, and going right into the White House itself. And of course, before he was going to start the congressional investigation, he went skiing. And he was killed on the ski slopes. And if you haven't seen Bob's excellent DVD on how they murdered Sonny Bono, you really need to get that. Of course, with Congressman Larry McDonald, you can go off the internet and certainly they have there a YouTube of certainly Pat Buchanan and a man named Tom Braden. very, very prominent member of the Council on Foreign Relations, interviewing Larry McDonald shortly before. He took a flight to Korea on Korean Flight 007. And, of course, Tom Braden is extremely critical of Larry McDonald. And Larry simply looked at him and said, "You're part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations." That may have been the most dangerous thing Larry McDonald ever said, because at that time many people understood that the Council on Foreign Relations was a subversive organization. Of course, it still is. It's really the front for the secret society Cecil Rhodes created, but Larry didn't go into that. He simply accused Tom Brayton, who was attacking him there on television, from being part and parcel of this whole movement intent upon the destruction of America. And shortly thereafter, of course, the plane Larry was on was accidentally shot down. And, of course, but he didn't die. They eventually found the plane. It was intact. There were no bodies on it. There were no luggage on it. And the people had all been taken to prisons, and suddenly there are a number of people that reports. We have books that have been written. We have a four tape set, I should say, on Congressman Larry McDonald, where he talked to other people about certainly who knew people who had tracked Larry McDonald after he was taken to the Soviet gulag, and our government knew about that. But, of course, we couldn't let the American people know what happens to a man who's courageous enough to speak out in favor of America. And last heard why Larry was in the gulag in Siberia about 1991, 1992. At that time, of course, Bob was trying to get information, get financial help so we could interview the priest who'd been in the prison cell next to Larry McDonald. And certainly he was unable from any of the conservative organizations to get the funding, and he wasn't able to do that on himself. And we have no idea whatever happened to that priest. I don't know what happened to Larry McDonald, but it's simply an example of the stories that you will never hear on the routine media, and why hopefully many of you will go to the alternative media, and then, of course, you can go up on the Internet, fortunately, check out most of what we say. I just recently saw that video interview between Patrick Buchanan, who is extremely harsh on Larry, and unnecessarily harsh, but, of course, Tom Braden, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, part of the invisible government of America, was there as well. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, yeah, and of course, McDonald was heavily involved with the John Birch Society, and the John Birch Society, for the most part, was they've mostly been on the right side of the chasing bad guys, so to speak. I never knew too much about it directly myself, and was always, during the period of time when the John Birch Society was at its high point, I was doing so many things that I really was unable to get what I would say really in-depth information at that time. But it's a typical situation, like within militia movement, the Patriot militia movement during that same period of time in the 90s, the early 90s, 1990s, that with that movement, the bad guys, people who wanted to shut down anybody that wanted to look at an alternate perspective or look at or potentially investigate world government, for example, it was surfacing profusely at that time with a lot of cracks and conversation by George Bush as a president, using the term New World Order several times during his presidency, and other people that were coming out sort of openly talking about changing our lifestyle, particularly in politics, and going into this world bank, world language, world money, world governmental oversight, through the United Nations, pass and override independent constitutions of the many nations of the world besides the United States. And when people started talking about that, if it was particularly organized, like the Patriot Militia groups were at that time, and or the John Birch Society, which was much older, of course, than that Patriot movement in the 90s, but any of those groups or organizations that started leaning on government officials to tell them or ask them, hey, look into this and look into that. They were all labeled, of course, as being, you know, screwballs and nutcases and people that you didn't want to listen to, and that they were, you know, the strange. And what was funny, they were ended up calling them, people on the far right were calling them leftists, and the leftists were calling them the right-wing wackos. So they kind of got from both sides. But the point is that I'm making is they were blackballed. Anybody that was even trying to discuss or potentially investigate any of these really unbelievable serious problems with members of our Congress and the Senate and our, of course, all the bureaucracies that were involved. And they were talking, obviously, we're talking about assassinations. We're talking about murders of important people, strange deaths that were taking place throughout that period of time. That bridge, by the way, I'm not talking just left or right now. We're talking during the presidency of George Bush, both the Bushes, and then, of course, and Bill Clinton in the middle. And during that whole period of time, we had an extraordinary number of important people that were killed or assassinated or died from some strange whatever it might have been. There was an unbelievable number of unusual deaths. And, you know, in some cases that bothered me were the ones that were, let's say, second level. The top level, of course, would be people like Congressman McDonald, Larry McDonald, who and we had the
don't forget, of course, that they killed Martin Luther King, they killed Bobby Kennedy, they killed Jack Kennedy. In fact, Bob has an excellent DVD on the murder of Kennedy and the assassination of Kennedy. And he wasn't killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. This was a government operation, or at least the invisible government. Oh, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they killed Jack Kennedy, and they got away with it. And right, they said, right, because half of the people on the Warren Commission came from the Council on Foreign Relations. The other half were Masons. But go ahead.
Yeah, and those were those people that you mentioned, of course, what I would call, you know, the top-level personalities that have been murdered, killed, assassinated, you know, and then some of them became ill. You had some of them that you and I and many of our listeners may not necessarily consider to be top of the line good guys, and what I'm going to say is like some of the folks that had headed up the CIA for a certain period of time, or the head of the FBI, and some of these agencies that we know have been involved with you know, corrupted situations in several cases. But some of those leaders also, they reached a point, let's say, where there may be maybe getting a little bit older, maybe they're retired, and they've been still being called back to testify about things that went on during certain presidencies, and maybe it was a murder, maybe it was a drug operation, maybe it was an overthrow of a government in some corrupt manner that we were involved with. And the numbers of those people, all right, now I'm going to call in, this is no disrespect to these people, let's call them the second level of persons that have been murdered. And we have people like that, like I said, that headed up the CIA, had people that headed up the FBI, had people that were, let's say, the number one, two, or three personalities in some of these high-level bureaucracies, well, that all of a sudden were dead.
Don't forget about Hale Boggs. Hale Boggs was on the Warren Commission that investigated the assassination of President Kennedy, and he didn't agree. He thought that the whole thing was a scam. He thought that Kennedy had been killed, and what happened to Hale Boggs? Do you remember?
Well, he disappeared in Alaska in an airplane.
He disappeared in Alaska in an airplane. And there was a man with him. His name was Begich. He was running for congressman. He may have been a congressman, or he was running for Congress. I know his son, Nick Begich. And, of course, Nick has told me that the FBI knew exactly where the plane was forced down in Alaska. It was sending out messages, you know, we're here. And the FBI blocked any efforts to go and rescue them. And they all starved to death from the exposure. They know exactly what they were doing. And, of course, they let Boggs and Nick Pegasus's dad die there in that airplane crash. That's what happens, of course, to people who try to tell the truth. That happened to John Tower. He was a senator who tried to get the truth out, and his plane mysteriously went down. Time and time again, why, of course, they use airplane flights. They kill all the people on board to kill one person. Go ahead.
For example, you know, in John Tower's situation, he was involved with the old October surprise, the original one. He was heavily involved with it, secretly, covertly. Those of you that don't know, you look up October Surprise 1980. You can put October Surprise 1980 Jimmy Carter, and that will send you to several locations. But John Tower, unknown to many people, he was very much involved. And he was just about to step forward and talk when he ended up having a collision. His little plane was hit with a part off of a helicopter or something. It was very strange.
Well, the same thing happened to Gunther Rosbacher, who was involved with the October surprise. He died under mysterious circumstances. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and so... Yeah, and again, all of those people, they're rather, again, what I would refer to sort of as the top of the line, the number one line in terms of the level of their potential to spill the beans, so to speak, on some of these operations. But then you have the second level of personalities that over 20, 30 years now, I've been watching and seeing and investigating the deaths of scientists and people that were involved in, let's say, covert operations or covert scientific or military operations. That would be like the second level down, not talking about a congressman or a senator or a president, but let's say an honest person that was a scientist or a nuclear engineer, or something of that sort. And the numbers of those persons that have died or disappeared at an early age, and what I say early, below 65, these fellows that have just vanished or died or disappeared, and if you follow each one of their situations, you find out that many of them, again, were either involved with a totally corrupted top secret operation that was about to be exposed, or they were the personality themselves who were about to come out and expose something that, you know, that just wasn't right. And we're even talking, you know, like microbiologists and strange people that would be that you wouldn't necessarily connect with corrupted government people that work with the CDC in developing mutated germs and things of that sort that may in fact be involved with breakouts some part of the world that they're telling everybody they don't know what happened, whereas in fact it came right out of an Atlanta, Georgia scientific laboratory or something. The numbers of those folks is very large. Then, of course, you have the next level down, and that's people that were maybe directly involved with some kind of drugs and arms and things of that sort, including even local youngsters and people that were witnesses to high-level people being involved with drug deliveries and things of that sort. And those poor people end up being found dead on the railroad tracks in Arkansas. That kind of a death, or some of them are just found to be drowned in some kind of a boating accident or something. And then, of course, the next level down are the secretaries. There's some kind of there has to be a connection. Now, it's not to say that they're all connected, but if you went back over, like, I'm going to say again, 25 years, you will find that there's a whole separate list of people, little ladies and guys that were working secondary levels in congressional offices or in bureaucrats, the Bureau of Prisons, for example, and those types of operations, and they show up, dead. Some of them show up half naked. For example, one in the congressman's office found completely naked and dead over the weekend. And who was that? Scarborough? Was that the fellow's name? I'm not sure.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is simply talking about the people who have certainly been killed. Certainly, there were about 100 people who certainly witnessed the Kennedy assassination. They were there, or they knew somebody was affiliated with it. Over 100 of them disappeared in Sydney. Our friend Craig Roberts wrote a book called The Missing Witnesses. Not available now. You may be able to get it on the Internet, but over 100 people who were associated with the Kennedy assassination just accidentally died. And these things are not imaginary. They're real. Certainly, I had the opportunity just this last week to hear an interview with a man named Jimmy Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, Jimmy Walter. And basically, I'd interviewed Jimmy Walter back in 2001, 2002. He was a multimillionaire, an engineer who actually built skyscrapers in New York City. And when the Twin Towers came down, why, Jimmy Walters looked at that and he said, that's controlled demolition. That is not a spontaneous collapse of the building. That's controlled demolition. So he spent $8 million, $8 million of his own money, and he ran full-page ads in the New York Times. He bought certainly time on television. $8 million, he convinced almost half of the people in New York that this was frank murder, and it really was. They killed those almost 3,000 people because they wanted an excuse to go to war with Afghanistan, and they wanted an excuse to go to war with Iraq, and the American people didn't want to go to war. You had to have an incident that would shock the American people, like the Tonkin incident, the phony incident that got us into Vietnam, where we killed 58,000 helpless Americans, sent over there thinking they were fighting for America, and the Gulf of Tonkin incident turned out to have been phony. Well, the same thing with the Twin Towers. But Jimmy Walters, of course, was dedicated. We have a number of interviews with him. You can get, certainly we have a 4-tape set on 911 and 911 update. I think he's in one or both of those. But eventually they threatened his life. They threatened his secretary not once, but many times. They came to his car. They broke the windows. They laid a big boulder on the front of it. They smashed his car repeatedly. He went to the FBI. The FBI wouldn't even take the report. The FBI would not even take the report of the attacks on him. And eventually, of course, Jimmy Walter gave up and moved to Austria. And, of course, now there's an interview. You can get it up on the Internet. 10 years later, September 11, 2011, 10 years after the September 11th attack, and Jimmy Walter tells how they've tracked him over there, and they're harassing him there. Ladies and gentlemen, why would they do that? If this was done by the Arabs, it wasn't done by the Arabs. This was an operation that was done to get us into the war. They killed those people, the helpless people, and they would have killed a lot more. The initial report was that 6,000 people had died. Do you remember that? Right after that? Because they thought they were going to kill everybody in the Morgan Stanley offices in the South Tower. And they kept telling them after the North Tower had been hit, they came on the public address system and told the people in Morgan Stanley, almost 3,000 of them, I think there were 2,400, to stay at your seats, don't get up, don't leave, nothing to worry about, stay at your seats. And the man in charge of security ran up and down the aisle saying, we're under attack, get out of the building, get out of the building, get out now. And he rescued 2,400 people. They would have killed them too. That's what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the Twin Towers come down. You can see them on my website or a dozen places on the Internet. See how the tops of the building disintegrate before the rest of the building comes down. Why would the tops of those buildings disintegrate? Because they were explosions. Why all the massive clouds of dust? Basically, that's all the pulverized cement. How do you pulverize cement when you have a building collapsing? Or you may crush the cement, but you don't pulverize it, make it into dust. In fact, all of the office furniture was pulverized. All of the rugs were pulverized. All of the telephones, there was only one telephone that came through that intact. All the rest were pulverized. And the explosions, they can't let the American people know. They kill them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if they'll kill them, they're going to kill you and your children. And I will tell you that we're moving into some very, very difficult times. I guess this evening, Bob Fletcher, you go right ahead, Bob.
Well, you're right. There's no question. I know when I first watched that, just with the amount of experience and investigations, and I was in the service, and I've been involved with, shooting the good size weapons in the service, and I know what happens. I know what the response is, and things that takes place relative to, how much temperature it takes. They tried to tell us that the girders of this entire building melted, and those are ridiculous. Those are just impossible.
That's why they had to get rid of all the debris as quickly as possible, and it all had to be shipped to China to be melted down. They couldn't allow anybody to investigate and find out because they killed all those people.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, a lot of people, of course, when you get talking about something about as extraordinary as the possibility of corrupted people in our own government killing 3,000 people just to move their own concepts forward, it becomes, and it's a natural kind of an instinct, but the average American says, oh, well, wait a minute now. Oh, you're going too far now. That's really crazy talk. You're talking conspiracy stuff at that kind of a level. I can't believe it. I just can't buy into it.
They don't want to believe into it, and I know how they feel, because I couldn't believe it for the first couple of years. I knew they knew in advance the attack was coming, but I couldn't accept that. I had to watch Building 7 come down about 20 times before I finally realized that's controlled demolition.
That's right. And I was watching, when I watched it, and I saw they had the huge antenna at the very top of it, the building, the communications antenna that went and came straight up on top of the building for the most part. And as that building was coming down, and of course it was coming down, looked like a waterfall, because you're correct, see, things were being deteriorated. The very bricks themselves were being incinerated into powder. And that was what we were watching, and it was going like three floors at a time, and that antenna that I'm referring to stayed perpendicular, almost at the top of it, moving no more than maybe a foot or two to the left or the right. And I said, this thing is going straight down. That's impossible. It is a physical impossibility to have unless it is a very specifically timed detonations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, going right on down and blowing out the sides all the way around and causing this, like we talk about, pulverizing of entire structures, cement, rebar, metal, iron, steel, and all of that, and everything else, and all going out simultaneously so accurately that it didn't move, it didn't waver that antenna.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob is simply noting that if you watch the Twin Towers come down, there's an aerial on the top of one of the towers. I forgot whether it's north or south. But that aerial doesn't move to one side or another. It just comes down straight. How could that be? Well, it had to be a controlled demolition. It was a controlled demolition, but they can't let the American people know that they killed those people. And most people say nothing could be that evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing the war over there in Syria today. They've killed, with our funding, the rebels have killed about 70,000 innocent civilians. Thousands of them have been innocent children. Why don't we ever talk about that? Why don't we talk about that? Those innocent children who've been slaughtered in Syria day after day after day after day here in America, you know? There might be then opposition to our continued funding for that. Now, of course, they're not going to tell you that we're funding that, but who do you think's putting up the money? Who's putting up the money for the families of the people who are fighting? Who's supplying the weapons? Who's training the people, the rebels there that have this civil war going? And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, we toppled the government there in Egypt. We toppled the government in Tunisia. It was NATO that went into Libya. But who is NATO? We are NATO, ladies and gentlemen. We are NATO. So what are CIA and Special Forces troops doing in Libya? And they were there, this incident where four people were killed recently. But I mean, nobody ever asked, what were CIA and Sydney Special Forces troops doing in Libya, you know, last December when the deaths occurred? Or maybe it was September or so. Well, anyway, our guest is Bob Fletcher. Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your videos.
Sure. On the... If you've got your computer there, you can simply put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com or Bob Fletcher Conspiracies or any of those. If you will Google it, it will bring you right up and aim you to our website, which is BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And it will show you our 8 or 9 DVDs that we have available on our investigations that we've carried out. And of course, some of the most popular ones is the my disclosure and discovery of the weather control using electronic weapons, where you actually get opportunity to go on board and see some of the actual equipment that's used for that and other operations. If another one, of course, is a weapons of mass control that shows the electronic mind control operations. We actually have an onboard aircraft that carries out those operations. We talk to the military officers involved. We have the documentation, and so it's not just conversation, if you will. It's a real good documentation.
And you're talking about mind control operations?
Yeah, in our videotape on our DVD. On weapons of mass control is included in that particular package. We talk about the original, some of the old studies going even back to 1945 when they started doing it, and how they were able to do, they started selling the first electronic implants and that type of thing. And of course, as it's grown now to where you know, God only knows what types of operations they would have.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason that people don't think today, because their minds are controlled. They know how to control our minds. And if you want to be free, you've got to be able to break that control and be able to think independently. But so many people, when you talk to them today about what's going on, their eyes glass over, and that's because their minds are under control. And I know how it works, because my mind was controlled for so many years. And I will have to admit, as I said earlier, after the tragedy on September 11, 2001, coming down to those buildings, I could not bring myself to believe that that was a government operation. I knew that they knew ahead of time they were coming, and they didn't try to stop the buildings coming down. But I didn't want to believe that they would have killed 3,000 Americans. Well, I don't know why I shouldn't have. They killed 58,000 Americans in Vietnam, totally senseless, because I person who was told by the American ambassador to Laos, William H. Sullivan, and by a general, Lew Walt, four-star Marine general, we could have ended the war in 6 weeks. Anytime we wanted to end the Vietnam War, all we had to do was invade North Vietnam, but we couldn't do that. We wanted the war to go on. It was a great diversion so we could bring in the Great Society programs. And if you don't believe that was the intention of it, there's an article written by a member of Skull and Bones, the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, a man named McGeorge Bundy. And you'll find it in the January 67 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, an article entitled The End of Either Or. There in cursive, McGeorge Bundy says it's not either or. It's not either persistence in Vietnam or strong budgetary support for our programs at home. It's both of them. And if we want, of course, to have certainly our domestic programs enacted, we're going to have continue over there in Vietnam. And that's what it's all about. Read the article, the last two pages, the end of either or. You'll find that's exactly what he said. It was a great diversion. We killed 58,000 courageous Americans, thinking they were fighting communism. Ladies and gentlemen, we've financed communism since its inception in Russia, yes, and in China today. We're doing everything we can to transfer technology, and we've taken down our tariff barriers so that we can certainly import tremendous amounts of material from China, so that we can put Americans out of work, and so that China can accumulate massive amounts of American dollars and then use them to buy up facilities in England and here in America. It's said that almost one of every 10 homes sold in America today is being bought by Chinese investors. Almost. Go right ahead.
Well, a big point that I want to, anytime you get into talking about this, again, as we've already mentioned, you know, it's you yourself, being aware of these outrageous conspiratorial operations and what they call false flag operations, and it, even with our background, I got to be at the top of the list in terms of not trusting anything coming out of Washington. But again, when you see the idea of killing thousands of people just to move an idea or a concept forward, it becomes very hard to swallow. But I want everybody, if you just grab a pencil and paper, jot this down, and you can look it up yourself. You got to get it you can do it on Google, also on the computer, if you're computer savvy. If you're not, and you want to look it up some other way, go to a library and go to the encyclopedias. But if you will look up the term Northwoods, the Northwoods operation, or look up Military Cuba, Military Intervention, 1962.
That's Operation Northwood. We actually offer that. People can buy that from us if you, of course, get it off the internet if you can.
As a matter of fact, I had forgotten that you have it. I don't happen to have that. But Dr. Stan has it. Write to Dr. Stan. Get that information. I think you have it in on a DVD.
No, we actually put it on a syllabus. It basically, it's all printed out and people can read it. Right. It was a report from the Joint Chiefs of Staff sent to the Department of Defense, the Secretary of Defense. The story.
Okay, and here's what it was, folks, and this is mind blowing because what we have. This took place in March 13th, 1962, and we were able to retrieve and get a hold of the memorandum, actually for the Secretary of Defense, and it was it actually reads subject justification for U.S. military intervention into Cuba. That's the title and the subject of the memorandum, and it says that the Joint Chiefs of Staff have considered the attached memorandum for the Chief of Operations Cuba Project, which responds to a request of that office from the Chiefs of Staff for a brief but precise description of the pretext which would provide justification for the U.S. military intervention in Cuba.
Basically, they wanted to invade Cuba. But how would you get to, how would you justify it? How would you get the American people to go along with an invasion of Cuba? Any more than how would you get them to go along with an invasion of Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam? But you had to have a justification for the American people. So go ahead. And this was put out by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. How are we going to get the American people to go along with our plan to invade Cuba? Go ahead.
And yeah, this is mind-boggling, folks. Now, this again, this is available. So you get it yourself. You can look at this yourself. Actually, the papers have been released. It's, of course, been a long time ago, and people say, oh, well, what's the difference? But this is identical to so many different operations where we, as Americans and our soldiers, have suffered, and our civilians, grievous illnesses and death only for the purpose of certain people at the highest levels of our own government to move forward and to carry on or carry out whatever the objective is. Most recently, it's been world government. What it was in 62, the military was trying to come up with a concept that would convince the American people that we needed to go in there and attack or blow up or whatever was necessary, militarily invade Cuba, all right? Because we'd been terribly embarrassed and had lost Cuba to a communist-backed operation, all right? So what they did, now this is Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest level in our plans for military operations. They planned to fill up an Eastern Airlines or a Delta airline with students, American students, and supposedly they were going to whatever, but it doesn't make any difference what that would have been. They were going to fill the airplane with American students, and we were going to covertly blow that plane out of the air and kill all of those American kids over or close to Cuba in the Cuban waters or the Gulf of Mexico area down there.
But then, of course, the American people would rally behind an invasion on Cuba.
Oh, they would have gone crazy. Everybody in the United States would have said, go get that crazy Fidel and go in there and just do whatever we have to do. So here we had our own highest level, the sign off by a fellow named the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at that time, and it's L.L. And his last name is Lemnitzer.
General Lemnitzer, right.
Lemnitzer.
Right.
And I wanted to spell it just so that I didn't mispronounce it. But L.L. Lemnitzer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the date on that particular memo, which included and was being sent to the Secretary of Defense for an approval. He wanted them to work up what was necessary and get with the necessary intelligence people to carry out this, what we call a false flag operation. And that is militarily making it appear that somebody else did something and we could come in and we would have the backing of the American citizens to attack. In this case, it was Cuba. 13th of March, 1962, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Cuban military intervention. Look it up any way you want to. Get a look at the actual paperwork, and it'll turn your stomach. Now, these are the things that you have to go back on. You have to fall back on the proven events when you get talking about something as outrageous as the 9/11, where they killed all the American people.
And Chris, I think so. Basically, of course, as far as Cuba is concerned, why, of course, we had the Bay of Pigs invasion. And the Bay of Pigs invasion was phony. I talked personally to the man who was in charge of the Pentagon. That day, he was the Pentagon War Room. And he said, you know, there was only one place you could have sent that force in, the anti-communist people to take out Cuba. The only place you could have sent them in to be sure to lose was the Bay of Pigs. They were not supposed to go in there. They changed it at the last minute, and they sent them in. He said, we all went out and got drunk because we knew they were going to lose. It was planned that way. And actually, I had asked him repeatedly to come on our radio program. He kept checking with the Pentagon. They said, no, you signed the secrecy agreement. You can't tell the public. They can't know. Of course, you're not supposed to know. The Bay of Pigs was phony. How did Fidel Castro get to be the dictator, certainly of Cuba? Well, of course, people don't remember. He was supposed to be an anti-communist. That's what they told us. But yeah, I have an interview, and you can see that on my DVD, The World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith. He was American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the revolution. He will tell you, the president knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew. The CIA knew. He said, I knew he was a communist. And we brought him to power. But we couldn't let the American people know that we were bringing a communist to power. Why would we bring a communist to power? Well, very simply, you need an enemy to rally the people behind us. He was never an enemy. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we have, and published in 2002, David tells how his daughters go down to visit good old Fidel, and how Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller, when I'm sure they sit around and laugh at how stupid the American people are. The book, Memoirs, available from Radio Liberty, the DVD, World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Smith before he passed away. And then, of course, we do have, certainly, Operation Northwood. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. An illusion is usually king. And most of what most American people think is an illusion. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, and of course, we're talking about, things that took place a long time ago, but these things that are considered by those bad guys, corrupted guys up there in the positions of power, when they had something that works really good, which are well-done false flag operations, they've used them, of course, many, many times, so you do have to apply them to more recent times. Anytime you, again, you see something strange goes on, and some of these attacks that are from the very inside of our soldier and our military bases overseas, and you wonder how this could happen or how that would happen. You have to always remember these absolutely amazing, the Northwoods Memorandum. It was called.
Remember, they sent those boys to the Bay of Pigs to die, and they withheld the air cover from them. They promised them the air cover. They withheld supplies from them. They put them on the beach, and they left them there to die. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality of what's really going on. You have to understand that they would do that to them. Well, in the coming days and weeks and months, they may very well do that to a large segment of our American population. We're dealing with organized evil, and until you recognize that fact, nothing makes sense. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and I will be quiet. Go right ahead.
It's great. It's my pleasure. I really enjoy the banter back and forth between the two of us. Thoroughly always enjoy it coming on board. Some of the things, let me give a heads up to a few things. We talked, maybe a week or so ago, when the Pope had announced that he was going to quit drop out of the position and of leadership for the Catholic Church, and I referred to, of course, what was the old Malachi predictions of who would be seated in the chair as Pope on the final days of the Catholic Church, which of course is also related to potentially the end time, so to speak. And I pointed out one particular cardinal who was in a position to fill the old prophecies of Malachi, and he prophesied that after this pope, who is now leaving, that the next pope would be the last one seated in the seat of the chair of the pope. And there's a second person. I mentioned one of the cardinals on our show several days back. There's another one now. There's a second one who also amazingly fits the position not only of the prophecies of Malachi, but the prophecies of Nostradamus, which is interesting because I wasn't aware of that. Nostradamus had indicated also in the 1500s, this prediction was, that the last pope would be black and red, and he would be a black man in a red outfit. And, of course, he's referring to a cardinal and a black man. And we do happen to have on the short list for taking over this position of pope a black gentleman, I believe, from Ghana. And he is a cardinal wearing the red outfit, and he is a black man. And he literally is on the what they call the short list of 5 or 10 that are being considered. So, and his name also is Peter. And those were both parts of the prophecies that the last pope on existence for the Catholic Church would be Peter. With a Roman background.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Bob is just saying that the prophecies going all the way back to the 1100s and Saint Malachy was that the last pope would be Petra Romanus. Well, in other words, the peace of the Roman. Anyway, we're out of time, Bob. God bless.
Okay.
And we're living in exciting times. I hope we may call on you again sometime real soon.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Good night. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. And certainly, if you'd like to get any of the things we talked about, if you'd like to get the book, Memoirs by David Rockefeller, we have it. If you'd like to get certainly the other material that we referred to, we have certainly my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a multi-billionaire, who was kind enough to let me interview him in Palm Beach, Florida in 1980. And you'll hear him tell how everybody knew Fidel Castro was a communist because they lied to the American people. But they installed a known communist in Cuba. And, of course, we have to have an enemy. How else are we going to get the American people to rally behind the government? If we hadn't certainly had the war on terrorism, why, somebody might have asked, who killed those 3,000 people? No, it's the terrorists. And in fact, there were 19 of them, and we know who they were. But 6 of them are alive and well over in the Middle East. Go up on the Internet and check it out. Go to Google and write in, 6 9/11 hijackers alive in Middle East. If you can explain to me how they died that day and then they came back, I'll believe anything you tell me. And then, of course, you need, of course, to remember that the 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia. So we immediately attack Afghanistan. And Osama bin Laden always denied that he had anything to do with it. The CIA kept trying to convince us he did, but this had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. And incidentally, Osama bin Laden's family was very close to George W. Bush. Many of them were here in America at the time of the attack, and they were allowed to fly out when, of course, the planes here in America were all grounded. Nothing as it appears to be. If you want to know about the attack on the World Trade Center, you need to get our 4 tape set, 9/11, 9/11 update, and why do the buildings come down? Why do the buildings come down? And certainly we hope that many of you out there will want to go to get our DVDs we have of the buildings coming down. Some of the people have been certainly persecuted. Some of them have been sued for putting out those videos. You're never going to hear this sort of thing. But anybody who tells the truth is going to come under pressure. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it goes into the spiritual forces that energized the wicked people who staged what happened, certainly, in Vietnam, who staged what happened on September 11th, staging everything going on today, the weapons of mass destruction. They were in Iraq, and that's why we had to attack Iraq. It was all a lie. They'd already been transferred to Syria, and they knew that. And they're over there now, and that, of course, is going to justify either Israel or America both going into Syria at this time in history. It's almost as if God has the whole thing planned, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost as if God has everything planned for a time such as this. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And if you're in a position to get a case of them, we will be only offering it probably another week and a half, and then we will cut it off and get the book published. And, well, of course, you get them at a very, very low price if you get a case of them. And it will help us, it will help you, because it will give you a means of getting people to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place today. For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this earth, against spirits of wickedness in high places. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. My book, RadioLiberty.com. Our webpage is certainly, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can read our newsletters. Or, of course, you can find out certainly who is supporting us. We hope you'll support them. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us. I want to get to these callers. Got lots of them here. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can because people have comments they want to make, and it was huge. That CNN appearance for 24 minutes last night was huge. It's all over the net, and you can listen to it. It'll be in the email blast. I'm not going to take the time to play any of the excerpts on the program, but you can see it in the email blast. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Your comments, please.
Good morning, Joyce. I've got some emails from some friends who said that Alex talked over Pierce and the professionalism, but my position is that armed with passion and facts, Alex just nailed him.
Okay.
And the point is that I want to make clear here is that a lot of people have been conditioned, they've been brainwashed into thinking that if a person presents facts in a calm, subdued, stoic way, that they must be telling the truth, whereas if a person is passionate, well, they're a loon and they're lying. And I guarantee you, if you talk to any policeman, they will tell you they are trained that when they come up to a scene, a traffic accident, anything where it's his word against another person's word, two people competing stories, the person